Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you for joining the call. On behalf of the OU, I'm honored to introduce Rabbi Ilan Feldman, Mor Da'asra of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Feldman reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf 20, Chaf Zayin 27, and Kuf Lamed 130. Please note, as we do each and every day, that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Feldman will be reciting Tehillim slowly, but without pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call, as well as an exciting announcement regarding a brand new initiative from the OU, which will be debuting tonight. Bechavod, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU for organizing these types of things and bringing us together, even as we feel separated, at least by in physical sense. But we are very much united and connected to each other and need each other, and we're very much appreciated that you've created this forum. I want to begin by recognizing, obviously, that we are dealing with a situation that none of us have ever had to deal with in our lifetime. And this means that because we're unfamiliar, we're not necessarily going to navigate it so well, naturally. We don't have our instincts developed for this kind of a situation. But there are advantages to that as well, because we've got to really think things through. When the world was created, we are told, Eloh told us, Shamayim va'aretz, v'hi bara'am. These are the chronicles of heaven and earth, v'hi bara'am. And the Chazal, the sages say, the Hibar Am can be read by Avraham, because Avraham represents the epitome of chesed, the epitome of loving kindness, of caring, of representing the shefa, the flow of good from God to the world. And the world itself was created, the Hibar Am, with that midah that Avraham Avinu epitomized. The way the world came into being was this flow of life force from heaven to earth. Once the world was created, there is this distance from heaven and earth, and it is our responsibility as creatures to actually bridge that gap. And the way we bridge that gap is actually by representing the nature of God, which is providing life. And that's really what chesed is. Every act of chesed is a drop of life that we are bringing into the world and providing to somebody else. So I'd like to suggest that chesed is actually an interruption. It's actually an interruption of what would otherwise be happening. You know, we humans are set up for survival. Our instincts are right there. The second we feel threatened, we immediately go into survival mode. And survival mode is usually not consistent with worrying about anybody else. The first thing we do is worry about ourselves. And it serves us well, and there's nothing wrong with that instinct. But chesed is an interruption of that, and it restores the normal flow from heaven to earth, and it actually bridges the gap of that earth and heaven have from each other. During this period of time, even though that we sense that we're in crisis, every crisis brings with it an opportunity as well, because there are opportunities of appropriate behavior and transcendence. And it's important for us to recognize that every single one of us, as B'nai Yisrael, as Jews, we represent all that is good in the world, and we represent the highest and most noble form and expression of humanity. And that means that in all of our interactions, private as well as public, with Jews, with non-Jews, in all of our interactions, there's an opportunity now, in small ways, not even in large, dramatic, and heroic ways, but even in very small ways, to be the sources of chesed. And in so being, we would actually be an interruption of what is normally prevailing at a time of crisis. I'm talking about even interacting with our spouses, seeing our spouses as heroes, because every one of us is putting up with all kinds of pressures and all kinds of tensions. Looking at a spouse who's taking care of children as somebody who is really, they're doing an unbelievable job and cannot afford to hear a negative word. Looking at children who are have their school routines interrupted, and they're at home, and they're being told what to do, and they have to put up with the adults in their lives, and they have their own ideas of what they're going to do with a non-snow day, and trying to get them to conform with some kind of online school. There's tremendous opportunity for chesed and patience and loving kindness with neighbors, certainly with the elderly who are petrified because they are told that they are the most vulnerable to this virus. They need to have not reassurance that they'll be okay, but just reassurance that they're not forgotten, because they're shut in. Even if they're independent, they're shut in. And if they're not independent, they're in institutions that now have policies that nobody from the outside could come in even to pay them a visit because of the risk to their well-being. So phone calls, the phone is a tremendous tool. And then the often forgotten group of Jews, single people who can't venture out in groups and can't find comfort with each other even. We have to make sure that we don't forget them and that they know not just once or twice, but regularly throughout this crisis, that they are not forgotten, that they're cared for, and that we are aware that they are perhaps more alone than some others. So there's tremendous opportunity for chesed. And then, of course, when we go out, when we venture outside, when we're interacting, whether we're still at work or whether we're at the stores, even if the behavior of others doesn't represent a sensitivity and kindness and looks like pure survivalist behavior, we still can manifest and interrupt that. There's no question that a smile will change the day of somebody who's feeling just miserable or anxious. There's no question that doing something generous, a small act of making way for somebody else's shopping cart, can change the way they're experiencing the whole crisis. Again, chesed as an interruption of what is prevailing out there in the world. And then, of course, with some of the headlines, we want to make sure that Jews who are observant of God's Torah and who develop their character by God's Torah, we want to make sure that in every way we can be a model of conforming with direction and of taking seriously what the halachic authorities say. The halachic authorities, of course, I mean the doctors, who are halachic authorities when it comes to physical well-being. We want to make sure that we are viewed as people who are meticulous in following the halacha of the guidance of the medical experts. So we have great opportunity here, and that's how I'll leave it. Chesed, Titan Emes Yato, Chesed L'Avraham, Avraham Avinu, the one who paved the way for the Jewish people through Chesed itself. I will now lead the Tehillim, and as Rabbi Herman said, I will be reciting the Tehillim slowly in such a way that you can join with me. Will not be pausing between passages. The assumption will be that you'll be joining with me and we'll all be davening together, although we can't hear each other. Number one, Tehillim Chaf, 20. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'anecha Adonai B'yam Torah Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitziyon Yisadeka Yizkar kol min chasecha, v'yolascha yidash nesela, yitain lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atoscha yimalei, yiranina bishua secha, v'v'shem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei adunai kol mishava secha, ato yodati ki yoshia adunai mishicha, Ya'aneu mishmei kodesho, v'gvuros yesha yemino. Eile borechev, v'yeile v'asusin, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimo koru v'nafolu, v'anachnu kanu v'nisodod. Adonai hoshiyo, ha'meloch ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Chav Zayin, 27. David, Adonai Ari v'Yishi Mini Ra, Adonai Maos Chayai Mini Yachad, V'krov Olai Mireyim L'Acholos V'Tori, Torai V'Yodai Li, Heimakashu V'Nafalu, Im tachana alai machana bo yigodi bi. Im takum alai milchama bezaz ani vatayach. Achar shu'alti me'eis adonai yosua bakesh. Shivti beveis adonai koyim eichayai. Lachazos benom adonai ulubaker beheichalom. Kis b'nei nivusuka b'yam ra'a. Yasti reyni b'seisar ahalo b'tzur yivam reyni. Batoyog b'moshi ala vayis b'votai. Ve'azucha b'yolo zivchei tzrua. Ashira b'azamra b'adunai. Shema adunai kali akra. V'chaneini v'aneini. V'chom arlibi b'kshufanai. Es panecha adonai abakesh, al taser panecha mimeni, al tad be'af avdecha, ez rasi ha'yisa, al ticheni v'al tazeni elohe yishi, ki avivi mi azavoni, v'adonai yasveni, hareini adonai darkecha, v'necheni v'orach misha, l'man sharuroi. Al titneini b'nefesh tzaroi, ki kamu v'yede sheker b'fei ha'chamas. Ulei hemanti l'ros b'tuv adonai b'eret chayim. Kavei el adonai chazak v'yameit libecha, v'kavei el adonai. Tuf Lamed, 130. Shir Hamalos. Mima makim krasicha adonai, adonai shima v'kali, tiyana aznecha kashuvat l'kol tachanunai. Im avonaz tishmaya, adonai mi yamad, ki imcho haslicha l'man tibodei, ki visi adonai, ki viso nafshi, Lidvarav halchalti, nafshi l'adonai, mishomim l'boker, shomim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, ki im adonai hachesed, v'habei mofidus, v'hu yifdeh es Yisrael, mikol avonasov. Please join me in Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and of course we have the entire world in mind here. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and the Sunim B'tara U'Bishivya, Ha'omdim Bein Bayam U'Bein Bayabasha, Ha'makom Yerachem Aleihem, B'yotiyem Mitzara L'Rvacha, U'Me'afeila L'Ara, U'Mishibu L'Geula, Hashto Ba'agala B'Zman Kariv, V'Namar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Thalmann. I'm very excited to share a brand new initiative from the Orthodox Union, OU Live, which premieres tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and can be accessed at ou.org/OU Live. OU Live will be a nightly hour-long program, which will provide you a front row seat to conversations with our community's most inspiring and uplifting personalities. On tonight's premiere episode, tune in together with thousands across the country for an unforgettable evening featuring words of inspiration from OU Executive Vice President Emeritus, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, followed by Mrs. Lovie Youngrice Wolf, the popular author who will be in to discuss her most recent book, Raising a Child with Soul, and I'll add, so while being cooped up in one's home. Additionally, you won't want to miss a fascinating conversation with Dr. Henry Abramson, Dean of Landers College and Jewish Historian Extraordinaire, on the unprecedented historical setting of our time. And as if that's not enough, musical sensation Shulam Lemmer will be in the virtual studio as well. OU Live every night, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it can all be found at ou.org/OU Live. As we share each and every day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Shel Olam speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daily Time for words of Divrei Chizuk from Rabbi Shmuel Ismach of the Young Israel of Great Neck in Long Island. This concludes today's call, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.